All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming out to tonight's council meeting. This is our first optional in-person council meeting since COVID hit, and then, of course, you had the option of dialing remotely, as we've been doing last year plus. So, but welcome to you coming out tonight in person. We can start off as usual with a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can Kevin hear us? I don't think I'm muted.
Are you muted on there?
No, I think it says you're muted on the screen.
Open online, you can't hear anything in the room.
My little,
Yeah, it's saying we're muted, so.
Let me.
Don't do that.
Unmuted.
There you go.
Yeah, you can hear us now?
Joe?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
All right, so I guess we should do this, pledge of allegiance, so. We're going to start the rest of the agenda right now. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order in line with the Barbara Seabright's longstanding policy with the government.
I'm not sure, please. Can't hear you, Dan. It says that when your microphone's on, but I don't hear it.
No, I'm not hearing it. Okay.
I'll sort of.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order.
In line with the Barbara Seabright's longstanding policy of open government, and in compliance with the
Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4, 2021. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Booker?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Killer?
Present.
Lamia?
Here.
Lexi?
Here.
And of course, Mayor Cummings. All right, first out of the usual, we have our remarks from the audience. If there's anybody either in person or online who would like to be heard, just please state your name and your address and your freedom of address to government by 3 minutes. Would anybody like to be heard? Seeing no one, we are on to individual action, our first resolution. Would anyone introduce first resolution 116-2021?
So moved.
Police Department promotion.
Second.
All right. Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Killer?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
All right, that resolution passes. So today we swore in a promotion for Chris Vissler. He was a patrolman, and now he is a sergeant at our Seabright Police Department. So congratulations to Chris. We just seen Kevin out there this morning, a nice little swearing-in ceremony. And he's done a great job, and we're all thankfully on the team. And also congratulations again to his promotion to sergeant. All right, we are on to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, thanks. Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Killer?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
All right, consent agenda is approved. On to our first ordinance. Ordinance 8-2021, an ordinance of the Borough of Seabright amending and supplementing the Code of the Borough of Seabright, Chapter 61, Animals, Article 2, Cats. Would anyone like to make a motion to introduce Ordinance 6-2021?
Second, Kevin.
Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Killer?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Successfully introduced. On to Ordinance 9-2021, an ordinance of the Borough Council of Seabright permitting the operation of the Class 5 cannabis retail business within its geographical boundaries and amending Chapter 130 of the Municipal Code. Would anyone like to
Oppose.
All right, that was Sam and Jack. Councilmembers Burdell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Killer?
No.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
All right, ordinance 9.21 was successfully introduced.
Before we move on, I just want to say there's done a ton of research on that whole issue, and the tax revenue seemed like there's going to be a really big increase that we're going to receive. And the fact that it's in and out where you can't use the product in there, and that ordinance is a really major victory too. So I just wanted to bring that to attention.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Okay, that's how structured. So. All right. So on to new business. Vouchers in the amount of $265,108.12. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this voucher list?
No. Thank you.
All right. Jack, I'm good. Councilmember Burdell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Killer?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
And Lexi?
Yes.
All right. The voucher list has been approved. All right. We're going to come to our mayor and council committee comments. So, if anyone on the council wants to speak, please go ahead. Go for it.
I'll give a beach update. Don, we've been selling beach badges the last Saturday and Sunday, and this Saturday and Sunday coming up. He's been doing really good with that. The locker assignments are going out now. So, basically this week we'll have the locker assignments finished up. We've taken on Surf Rider contract, so that beach club is now going to be under Ocean Rescue. The beach camera is in progress. We've had 21 lifeguard tryouts for 15 spots that are open. Otherwise, our staff is ready and excited to go over the summer.
That's great. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty busy summer. I know the beach will be ready for it. This has been done on the great staff. Thank you, David. Awesome. Anyone else?
Yes. Councilman Booker and I spent Sunday, good part of Sunday, up at the Middlesex Fire Academy. Our firemen took three trucks up there and had several hours of training under realistic conditions. The Middlesex Fire Academy has actual structures made out of concrete, and then they can set fires in them, and the firemen go in. And monitor and evaluate their performance. It was very, very interesting. And I have to tip my hat to them. I had over 20 firemen there. This was on Sunday. And we went there very well.
I would just add that it was a real pleasure to see those folks work and work in a semi-realistic scenario with real fire and et cetera. So we owe them a debt for their service, and they appreciated our being there. So Chad, the chief, made a real point to say how much they appreciated, you know, us being coming up and watching them, supporting them, giving up part of a Sunday to go to Centerville and sit with them and watch them work, et cetera. To be a nice opportunity to be able to have lunch with them afterwards. So it was a real nice day.
That's great. Yeah, it's nice to appreciate what you do, all the volunteer work they really do. And thanks to you for going to that and witnessing it. That's nice.
It was worthwhile. I just want to publicly thank the Highlands for our talk. They covered so you got us guys were there for 3 or 4 hours. Appreciate that. And there's one other thing just for you can check on this at a later time. On the consent agenda, the police department had down there 2 vehicles in purchase. And I was concerned that the cost for the accessories was, I thought, very high. But working with the chief, going over the particulars of it, it seems to be the pattern. The trucks come in at a basic price, and then everything you want to add is boom, 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 and you end up 30 to 50% more for the vehicle when they add all the stuff in. But it should be a very nice addition to the police department's fleet. But just so if you see those numbers, I can give you the specifics on the the add-ons.
Thanks, that's good. Thanks, Jeff.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
From the PR and Rec. There was a contact meeting to one of our members about a food truck event in June. I will reach back out to the person that requested it and see what they're interested. I know that he thinks that we're doing food trucks, but let's see what he has in mind and if there's anything that we can do together.
So John, what I would do is send it to the, reach out to it, but send it to the Special Events Committee.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it would be, and I need help with food truck events in the past. So if it's a one-time event, I don't see why that would really be a problem.
Okay, so I'll reach out and we'll see what I come up with. I'm also reviewing a punch list for the gym rec area to see, you know, what that building needs to be considered to put back into service for the children and maybe the seniors. And I've got a list I've been over with Joe and Sean, and we'll see what the value is, and we'll see what that comes up with. Most of it is simple stuff that can be taken care of pretty simply. I also want to have the PR team reach out. In the past, we sponsored the public access on the beach. There's a sign still there from years ago, but we only collected the dollars back then, so I'm going to reach back out and see, are those people interested still, or will we make it more, you know, available to other members? Actually, some residents have told me they would contribute. So we'll see if we can get that going and put some money in the PR budget. And Sean helped me with the kiosk that's outside the old lower wall. We changed the lock. It's the lock that he was lost. We're going to just look for some ideas. I talked to Joe. He said, have the PR committee recommend what we want to put in there. We don't have a current map. We had the old map from probably 2015. And, Mark, I had sent you a text looking. Maybe there's something from your historical that we could make a copy of it at Staples or something like that and put it. If that's allowed, I don't know.
Yeah, we have historic maps, but we don't have anything.
Yeah, but we don't want to put something in there that
right.
I don't know how weatherproof it is, right?
Right. Oh, I mean, we have copies of the historic map. You've probably seen it with the downtown district.
Yeah, I did see that, but it's a horizontal, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
We could probably, I mean, if we wanted to, we could probably get one of the, like a key to not do that they don't use this anymore, but FedEx or Staples to modify to shoot the other way. I'm sure you can do that.
Right, so
if that's what
we'll look into something. Actually, it was funny, the day I opened it, they said, where'd the map go? You know, people would walk by. So where'd the map go? But that map was really outdated. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, John, when you mentioned the sponsorship of this done, does anybody remember what kind of money that the dollar figure that was? Was it that figure?
No, I don't want to put the whammy on it by saying the wrong number.
Yeah.
But and there are a bunch of them, they're still out there and they still say, you know, whoever it was before. So I would think we have a record somewhere, right?
Probably,
We'll see what they were worth before. And then we'll look at whether we can do something. You know, I talked to Sam about some dune fencing. I talked to Dave as well, and we had some ideas about that. And other residents have asked me if they could do some maintenance, but we know we have to watch where we do that, right? So we'll see. We'll see if we can fund some of these things.
Thanks, Ken. Anyone else? I mean, the only things, I mean, we're coming up on Memorial Day weekend. We already spoke to some of it, so I think every department and getting us ready to kick off. The restaurants are doing their best to open safely. We're going to be speaking to people all the time. We're going to make sure that we do our best to keep the sidewalks open once the restaurants do reopen and all the outside dining. We know it's getting busy, but what we do is we get pretty hectic in town. So we're doing our best to monitor that and address any issues that are already. We successfully filled paid parking this year. It has taken us in the past. It's been some slow starts, but this year, on the 15th, Public Works, Police, everyone got us ready to go so that we're fully operational. So we are already in business with paid parking, and now we're right on through mid-September, I believe. So, you know, aside from that, just bring any concern you have to my attention in town as we get ready for summer. But I think we're doing the best we can to prepare, and our kids are going for the sort of restaurants and sort of parts of the west side of Ocean Avenue. But besides that, just have a safe couple weeks and good luck to the kickoff of summer. I don't believe we have an executive session, so I think for our first back in-person meeting, that was a quick one, it's a wrap. So would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
No move.
Second. Second. All right. Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Carolina?
Yes.
Keeler? Tommy?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
All right, can you adjourn?